Welcome to another episode of We Got Questions. I'm your host, Vegas Wallace.
And Laquita.
And today, the topic of discussion will be, what do your significant other sit in your relationship? Meaning, are they your number one priority or your number two priority? So, with that said, Laquita, say if we're dating, do you want me to be your number one priority or your number two priority?
What do you mean, do I want you?
Yeah, would I be your first priority?
I mean, in our case, I mean, it's a little different because we have kids too. I mean, so of course you're going to be, you know, my first priority, I mean, when we're dating. I mean, outside like my family, you know what I mean? Like, can you explain on like detail, like, what do you mean? I mean, of course you're coming for my job and all that other stuff.
So, okay, for example, say, even if you're not married, okay, you're dating, you're in college or whatever you may be, but you're dating, okay? Is that person your priority, or are you looking at your dreams, your opportunities, yourself personally, before you looking at them as a priority?
So I'm gonna say it like this, because when you start dating someone, I mean, you're kind of like getting a feel of, you know, what it, you know what I mean? You're getting a feel for each other. And before you really like get to the place where you know for sure that you guys are, you know, maybe this may work. I mean, I wouldn't say that you wouldn't have been my priority. I mean, I would still make sure that I'm taking care of, you know, my opportunities and whatever goals that I got to do. That was going to be number one until I knew where this was going. I never believed in put all my eggs here. Not saying I'm out here with some other dudes and stuff like that, but I didn't feel like I want to put all my energy into this person if they're not really going to be there for me. If they're not going to, we're not going to work. So once we, you know, you spend time together and you get to know each other and you both are kind of on the same page as far as where you are, your goals or dream, and really decide that, hey, this is going to work, then that's when you become the priority. That's when I feel like we can become each other's priority. Just make sure we give each other our time. And it doesn't mean like every single day. I think people confuse that. Like you think that we got to, you know, spend every second of every single day together. That doesn't mean that you're not a priority if we're not together 24/7. It just means that you have other things to do too and be, you know, a responsible adult. So as far as a priority, it just means that I'm giving you my time, making sure I'm checking in with you and make sure I am letting you know that, hey, I'm thinking about you. That's priority to me. I'm not sure, like, what is priority for you, like, when it comes to relationships?
I guess it would mean focus, but for me, it's like, anyway, it'll be a mutual agreement or something anyway, mm-hmm. Period, where you would know if you're someone's priority. Okay. And I mean, you know, especially when you're a teenager or whatever, or you're in the college life,
yeah.
You know, if you're spending time with them besides studying and everything else, it's you going out there clubbing, hanging out with your homeboys all the time, or where majority of your time is spent. I guess that would truly be the question. And sacrifice, I guess.
Yeah.
That would be a big key in regards to that.
Okay.
Just you sacrificing other things that you could be doing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because, I mean, I know that if I give this more time, you know what I mean? Like, I want to make sure this person that I'm dealing with and I'm talking to know that, you know, she's trying to be there for me. Like, she's trying to make sure we on the up and up. We like, you know, our conversation, just hanging out. We don't necessarily have to go anywhere. It's just giving each other some time. With each other, that lets somebody know, okay, you know, they put me as a priority outside of, you know, going and doing this. Now, I'm not going to put you in priority in my job and call out a work so I can go be with you or whatever. I'm going to be responsible. I mean, and then the significant other or the person I'm trying to get to know, they should be able to understand it. And if they can't understand that you're trying to be a responsible adult, then that ain't going to work anyway.
I completely agree. Once again, I think sacrifice is a key word there. Mm-hmm. Also, it's just time.
Yeah.
Just time in general. Me, myself personally,
yeah.
I would want someone to always put their self first, because I'll hate for someone to have their ambitions, their goals, or their future, or feel like they're being put on hold just for being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a relationship. Me, I don't care if it's like significant other, if it's just a friendship,
yeah.
Or dealing with your friends or whatever.
Yeah.
I think nobody else should be a priority. period, no matter what the situation is.
I can see that.
Yeah, well, you got to take care of yourself mentally.
You do.
Because people won't necessarily be there for you like they say they will. It's kind of like people don't watch your kids like you will watch your kids.
That's the truth.
So for me, I think, hands down, I think you should always put yourself first. Yeah. You should always be your number one priority.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if something hit the fan, you can live with you, you know, not taking care of business or something else.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we all tend to hold others accountable to that fire that we don't hold ourselves at times, but just growth and maturity wise, I just truly believe that's how things should be done. You should hold yourself as a priority first.
I agree with that. And then I think, also, like, so just take, for instance, like, something personal with us, because, you know, we're married. So, in our time, like, in our first getting to know each other, we really had to, you know, make sure that before we could come together, we were happy with ourselves first. You know what I mean? Like, secure within ourselves. And, you know, I dealt with a lot of insecurities already that I voiced to you, but you never made me feel less adequate. Like, you never made me feel like it was not important or it was less important, and I should still, like, give, you know, make sure you're there for me to do that. You know, you never really put that pressure on me as far. And I think that's not what makes people or made me just really want to get to know you a little more. You know what I mean? And that would, I was able to, like, okay, I got my schoolwork because we met in college. So I was making sure you did my classwork. And that's one thing I can say about you. Like, you pushed me as far as work concerned, like going to class. And because, you know, we have our lazy days at school. But that's one thing, like, you did, like, you made sure, like, as far as being able to, like, check in on me and, like, okay, did you go to class? Did you okay with your work? Is there anything you missing? Like, you really, you know, you did that. That for me is like putting priority. You know what I mean? It wasn't necessarily, we was by each other's side every single day. I think that just checking in, like, hey, did you need help with work, or is everything going good with your class, or make sure you get up, go to work, you know, go to class so you don't miss anything. Like, you were checking in with things like that. So I think even, like, as we moved forward from dating to marriage, I think that it just kind of give us a better, sometimes we do lose that connection sometimes because we deal with work, we have our schedules are a little hectic, we got kids, we got home life, and we have other things that we have in business, and sometimes it kind of gets a little disconnected there. So I think, what are some good ways for married couples, just in your opinion, that we can make sure that we're making sure that each other feels like they're a priority in our life, you know, in our relationship? Because I definitely don't want it to affect us. So what are some ways that you think that could help, you know, us, I mean, and others that are listening, you know, be able to make sure that they're prioritizing in a better way,
well,
in their marriage?
I'll say for me, in the way I was brought up, I mean, I have family that's been married for years, uncles, aunts, and everything else, my grandmother and everything. And one thing I've learned from watching them growing up, I understood support and encouragement, just a positive relationship. And some people don't know the difference between that and then someone being happy. It's up to them to find their happiness, you know, and have that security. Once you find more out about yourself and things that you love to do, especially as a woman, if you haven't discovered and found out what makes you feel good or not feel good, then you may have some obstacles or some challenges and adversity you may go through relationship-wise.
Yeah.
Whether you're in college and thereafter. So for me, it's just having them know that you support them, that you encourage them, that you got their back, you're going to push them, and you hold them to a high standard.
Yeah.
And once again, just making sure that they're responsible for their happiness.
Yeah.
It's nothing that I could buy or I can actually do to make you happy. A lot of people think financially, money will make you happy.
Oh, it is.
But it doesn't matter if we start off with $100,000 a year or we're starting off with $1 million a year.
Right.
If we don't do what we need to take care of finances, period, then we'll have some issues, which causes a lot of problems in relationships, financial issues, because they're looking for the money to make them happy and everything else, the other sources that don't have anything to do with their happiness, period.
Yeah. I think also, like, in relationships that's been together a long time, whether they, because, you know, there are people out there that's just been dating for about 10 years plus and not really married yet. But even for those, I feel like for those relationships to work, as long, you know, as well as marriages, when you have hectic schedules and, you know, kids and lack of sleep, just from dealing with everything you got going on, I think just make sure we're checking in with each other to make sure, you know, just make sure we're on the same page. and like to see where we are, to make sure we're still on the same goal. Like, you know, are you good? You know what I mean? Like those little check-ins, they matter.
Of course, of course.
In relationships, I think that just making sure that we connect with one another and able to address any issues that we might be having, or just encourage each other. Because, you know, I don't know if something's affecting you. You know, if something's affecting you, I want to make sure you know that I got your support, and I'm going to encourage you so we can get through it together, because we are a unit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we're one. So I think just those check-ins to make sure that we're both mentally where we need to be, that we're staying on the same focus, and that we're just after the same goals. Still, you know, we're just in line with the same thing we already had set up. So that matters to me, too.
I agree. Well, a major key for me, I mean, like I told you, with making someone your first priority or second priority, you always want to make yourself the first priority. Mm-hmm. Because if you got yourself together and everything taken care of, you're not looking for someone else to be that crutch, or for you to just fall back on whenever you know, you're not doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, not he said, she said, but I would like to put it as if, you know, well, if I know we're on a road, basketball game, mm-hmm. you know, when the team is on fire, we got a guy shooting lights out.
Yeah.
It would be crazy for the coach to turn around and call a timeout when I know he's on the street.
Right.
So if
I got you.
If I took care of my business or my priorities, and I know financially I'm capable of taking care of myself, mm-hmm. well, then that lets me know, well, possibly I could take care of others.
Yeah.
Because if I haven't done what I'm supposed to,
yeah.
it's no need, you know, for me to try to lead someone else or assist someone.
Yeah.
When I haven't even got myself together.
So I got a question, because we got married pretty young. You know, we were in college. We wasn't really in a position. How do you think? Because I like what you just said.
Would you, say established?
Yeah, we wasn't established. I'll say that. Yeah, we wasn't really yet established, because we were still, you know, we were still in college. We had a son. We lived off campus. So, I mean, not that we weren't doing way,
but the foundation already was there.
Okay. Yeah.
Because not only the vision,
right.
A man must look for a woman that has his back and have the same mentality,
right.
or same goals.
Gotcha.
So when we transition and through our growth and development, we always been through the same page throughout the years.
That's true. That's true. And I was just, because the only reason I asked that is because, you know, there are a lot of people that I know that are still not married to this day, because they're like, well, I just got to get myself. I want to be here, and I want to make sure that I got this and I got this, and I got this.
Well,
they're still attaining. They're still trying to attain to get those things. And that's why they haven't stepped in. And I'm not pressuring marriage on anybody. That's not what we're doing here. It's just they feel like they have to be at this certain place to be established before they can move forward. But see, we didn't start that way.
Well, that's the world standards. And you don't want to set yourself up to the world standards. And not only that, I mean, you don't want to put yourself in a position where you feel like you're having to change your direction or change your heart, mm-hmm. or whatever. I mean, I've known people been married 10 years, 20 years, and all those years, they'll tell you, well, we went through 2 years or 3 years of tough times, but we were 17 years strong.
Right.
We was able to make it through those 3 years because of the simple fact we was always on the same page, mm-hmm. and communication was there.
Yeah.
So if the communication there, and you know for a fact that you was number one priority, yeah. in the first place, then everything else take care of itself.
Okay.
Notice I'm saying you,
yeah,
number
yeah.
one priority, not your significant other.
Yeah.
Because if your significant other, if you feel like they're number one and you're pouring into the cup more than someone else,
ooh, that's
then
good.
That's when you have a problem.
Yeah. So if I'm giving more into you and lacking what I need to do for myself, it's going to cause a
exactly.
unbalance. It's going to be unbalanced.
And, well, which another one of our episodes, which we'll be covering too later, you know, purpose over passion. You know, purpose is not the same thing as passion. Don't get the two confused.
Yeah.
So when it comes into being number one priority, or your significant other being your second priority, out of respect, if you guys are like on the same page and communicating, it's not lust and all this other stuff, then I think everything will be fine. So for me, I'm definitely going to put myself as the number one priority, mm-hmm. especially as a male, being the king of my household, because right. I have to make sure I have to protect.
Absolutely.
And I have to make sure everything is secure, put food on the table, et cetera.
Absolutely.
So for me, it will be definitely a priority. I'm putting myself as the number one priority, because if I take care of myself, then I can take care of my woman.
Agreed. Agreed. What about those ladies who feel like, okay, so they're married and they feel like they have their man and they feel like they gotta give, you know, into the family, and they like, not necessarily because the man demands it, it just, they feel like I got to do it to make sure everybody's happy, but we're lacking within themselves. Like, how do you feel like, because what if, okay, they try to change it around, try to fix it, and they try to, you know, start taking care of some things for themselves, like making them priority, as you stated, and then it causes some issues at home because now the husband or the significant other's not feeling like they're getting that same thing they were getting before.
Well, in life,
Yeah,
it will. It will cause adversity. It will cause problems.
But we're supposed to put ourselves first. So how do we?
No. What I'm saying is, if you put that other person first.
Right. So what I'm saying is, say if the person was putting this other person first, but now they realize, okay, I need to take care of.
Well, that'll let you know where you at in the relationship.
Okay.
Period.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certain levels to it.
Yeah.
A great thing I love to say, and I like to tell people all the time. Understand who's for you and who's not actually for you. You will find out if that person, if they're making you a priority or not.
Yeah.
And then even then, for me, myself, I respect people enough. Early in my days, it's for us, I would say, if they told me, you know, hey, I've been thinking about you doing this and that, but I knew that they was missing this or that for themselves, I would have an issue with that. Mm. Now, I can respect, you know, you doing things and everything for yourself, and you miss dates or you miss other times we can hang out and all that other stuff. I can respect that. Mm-hmm. But if you missing things that's important to you to get with someone else, that's a problem. That's an issue, first of all.
Absolutely.
Once again, it's like that purpose and that passion.
Yeah.
It's two different things. Mm-hmm. So with priorities being set, you should never feel you have to sacrifice something that's important to you to make someone else happy.
Mm. Yeah.
Even as a coach, you know, like I said, it's not even just not certain about your significant other. Even when you have kids, you have to understand the fact, what's more important? Me going to my kid game or me pointing to 100 other kids?
Yeah.
I know it's tough, and yes, your child may understand, but you have to make it work as a coach if that's what you want to do for your dreams, and then also into your kids, because your kids, that's your future and that's your blood.
Absolutely.
So you have to figure that out.
That's true.
You know, because you will hate your child to go through school and everything else. And
yeah, I agree with that. So yeah, I mean, this was really good because, you know, just make sure you are making yourself the priority. Make sure that you are just making sure that you're number one, because if you're putting yourself first, then you're able to give and be there for somebody, support someone else. You're responsible for it. No one else. So just make sure that you're doing what makes you happy. And if you're happy, then your relationship is going to be happy. It's going to be blessed. There's no going to, you know what I mean? It's not going to be any demise, because you're happy and then they're happy, and then y'all can come together and continue to support each other and build them up. So mutual. Yeah, absolutely. So
that foundation will be there.
Yeah. Find happiness and security alone and things that you need to do and move forward. So, this was just a really great topic on just priorities and where we sit in relationships and how do they come together. I think it was a great topic today. Guys, if you have any questions, make sure you hit us up. Send us a message on Instagram. Tune in every week. We try to do this every week for you guys. We'd love to hear some of your personal questions, some of your personal feedback from our shows. Because remember, you know, we just really want to be there and really wanted to share our perspective on things as well.
Definitely. So we definitely look for some of your response, some of your questions in regards to being the number one priority or the second priority. So get ready for part two. Part two will be coming soon. So we'll definitely love for you guys to chime in, give us your questions or your suggestions, how you feel about it.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again for tuning in. And for We Got Questions, and until next time, later.
Deuces.